Daniel Norris joins us on Primetime Sports. Daniel, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Just your initial reaction to the deal. I guess the first question, how did you find out? I mean, it was all over social media. I don't know if you were paying any attention to that. I don't know if your agent talked to you, but when did you first get a hint that it might happen, and when did you finally find out that you were going to the Detroit Tigers?
You know what? I really appreciate it from the Blue Jays organization. They had called me well before it had, I guess, been released on social media, so I found out from Alex himself. And from my standpoint, I really appreciate that. That meant a lot to me just to bring them to say, you know, hey, you're going to be traded. You know, kind of all that stuff. So that's kind of sweet fun. I'm very respectful.
You talked about your finding out that you were dealt to Detroit. When did Alex let you know?
He let me know well before that it was released on social media, which I thought was, you know, very, that was awesome. That was really cool on his part. You know, I respect that a lot. Just that way I could, you know, hear it from him. So that's great.
What's it feel like to be traded at this stage of your career?
To be honest, it's exciting. I'm excited for a new opportunity. I think when it all settles, yeah, it might be kind of weird, but the fact of the matter is, it's a new opportunity and it's a new team and it's an exciting team. And, you know, I'm stoked for it. Obviously, I'm gonna miss Toronto. I'm gonna miss the fan base and all my buddies there. And, you know, it's tough to part. It's such an awesome, just an awesome group of people to be around. That'll be tough, but it's kind of part of life. So, I plan on hitting the ground running.
Have the Tigers told you whether you will report to the major league team? Have they given you an indication of what their immediate plans are for you?
Yeah, they actually told me I'm going to be starting Sunday at Baltimore. That's also very exciting for me.
So you weren't kidding when you said hit the ground running. You're going to be starting Sunday in Baltimore.
Yeah.
What did you work on when you were down in AAA? What is different about you now, Daniel, than the Blue Jays?
I think the main difference for me is just I'm 100% healthy now. When I was up there in April, I didn't have my velocity. My stuff wasn't there, and I was laboring through every outing. And now, since I've been down here, even though, you know, sometimes the results aren't exactly what I want, I've kind of been to the point where, you know, don't necessarily focus on the results and get worried about how many runs I'm giving up or if a couple of ground balls are sneaking to the infield. That stuff's going to play itself out. And, you know, I'm just thankful to be back to feeling good on the mound, you know, arm-wise, body-wise, and being able to control what I can control. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just have to be better at executing pitches. But, you know, being back out there with, you know, my stuff back, that's, you know, that's all I can ask for, just to be healthy, go out there and I can compete with what I have, my best stuff to offer.
Listen, Daniel, we appreciate you joining us today. I know that it's a hectic day. As I said, and I meant these words, we talked to you in spring training. We had you up in the booth, and we were doing the Jeff Blair Show from spring training. It was a lot of fun talking to you. It was a lot of fun watching you pitch. I really, and I think I can say this for a lot of Blue Jays fans, really want you to have a great deal of success in Detroit.
I really appreciate it, and you know, just a big thank you to all of Toronto for just a warm welcome and everything when I was there. And, you know, I'll miss you guys, but shoot, we'll see you on the other side.